This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 16. Where is your hope? Our reading comes from Proverbs chapter 11. Hopes placed in mortals die with them. All the promise of their power comes to nothing. In a worship song from the early 2000s, Brian Dirksen says, "Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth." As believers in Christ, we recognize and worship Jesus as the true hope of the world. And yet it's astounding how often we pin our hopes on human beings. In all of our history books, it is clear that people are inclined to find hope in leaders and celebrities rather than in the one true God. Why do we do this? Proverbs warns that placing hope in humans is futile because any human power will come to nothing. As the Apostle Paul tells us, there is no authority except that which God has established. Paul is assuring believers that in all situations, even in the midst of national turmoils and global crises, God is the one who holds all authority. Any human who has power has it only because God allows it to be so. In other words, our hopes and desires must lie with the one who is on the throne of the universe. Our prayers must be oriented toward Christ, for he is truly the only hope, the only one who can change minds and bring restoration.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.